seen the news that the CPF monthly salary ceiling will be raised but confused what it means for you? What does it mean for your CPF contribution? What does it mean for your employer's CPF contribution? But most importantly, what does it mean for your take-home pay? Let's break it down. So at Budget 2023, it was announced that the CPF monthly salary ceiling would be increased from 6,000 to 8,000 in 2026. This will be done in four stages. It will first be increased to 6,300 in September of this year, 6,800 in January next year, 7,400 in January 2025, and lastly to 8,000 in January 2026. Currently, employers and employees make CPF contributions for the first $6,000 of monthly salaries. So even if you earn more than $6,000 a month, no more than $1,200 will be deducted from your salary for your monthly CPF contribution. By 2026, employers and employees will make CPF contributions for the first $8,000 of monthly salaries. So even if you earn more than $8,000, no more than $1,600 will be deducted from your monthly salary for your CPF contribution. So now the question that many of you may have is this: how does this affect my take-home pay? Well, it depends on how much you're currently earning. This change does not affect people whose salaries are lower than the current monthly ceiling. So take the example of someone who earns $8,000 a month. They make $1,200 in CPF contributions, but CPF contributions are not required for the $2,000 that's above the current ceiling. This means that they have a take-home pay of $6,800. So in January 2026, when the ceiling is raised to $8,000, the same individual would now contribute $1,600 to their CPF account. This means that their take-home pay would be $6,400. So to summarize, when the CPF monthly salary ceiling is increased, it lowers the take-home pay of workers earning more than $6,000 a month. So at the same time, employers also contribute more to the CPF accounts of such individuals. For example, an individual who earns $8,000 a month currently will receive an employer contribution of $1,020. But in 2026, the same individual earning $8,000 a month will receive an employer contribution of $1,360. In general, this means a slightly higher overall pay because of increased CPF contributions by employers. While such individuals take home less, they have more in their CPF accounts for various purposes down the line.